A magnitude 6.5 earthquake shook the northern part of Japan today. The earthquake added more jitters to a country still reeling from the massive quake and tsunami of March 11th. The official death toll is now nearly 11,000 and still climbing, and officials estimate that the disaster has caused more than $300 billion in damage. Relief efforts continue, but much of the world's attention is riveted on the still unfolding situation at the Fukushima nuclear power plant, and that situation seems to be getting worse. The World's Environment editor Peter Thompson is here. Peter, we've heard news today that plutonium has been found in soil at the plant.
Yeah, Marco, that's just the latest in a rash of bad news today. The plant's owners are reporting that they found plutonium in 5 soil samples at the Fukushima plant. That's bad news, but actually not that surprising given what we already knew. We heard last Friday about extremely high levels of radiation in water in the containment building of one of the reactors, number 3. That's the one where 3 workers were sent to the hospital after they ignored warnings from their dosimeters and waded through that water. Officials were surprised then by the level of radioactivity and said it suggested that the reactor's core had been breached after it lost its coolant early on in the crisis. And people were worried about this reactor in particular because it's the one where the fuel contains a small amount of plutonium. So having known that the core of this reactor, number 3, was probably exposed, it's not surprising that we're now hearing that plutonium seems to have gotten out. Although I should note that the plant's owners say that only 2 of the 5 samples of plutonium came from the plant itself and that the other 3 likely had been deposited by atmospheric bomb tests years ago.
All right, so just remind us what it is about plutonium that gives everybody such great fear. I mean, there are a lot of radioactive elements coming out of these reactors. What is it about plutonium in particular?
Well, plutonium is a fission product of the reactions that are at the heart of a nuclear power plant. That means that it's created when uranium atoms break apart and recombine, which is what releases all that heat that powers the reactor. But the thing about plutonium is that unlike those other kinds of nuclear waste, it can be used to power more nuclear reactions, which is why in some cases it's reused in nuclear fuel. TEPCO, which owns the plant, says that levels found in the ground at Fukushima aren't enough to harm human health. But it seems that they're making some pretty big assumptions there. It's true that plutonium poses very little health threat if you happen to get near some, but it's quite a different matter if you inhale it or ingest it. The U.S. EPA says that internal exposure to plutonium is an extremely serious health hazard that stays in the body for decades, irradiating tissues and increasing the risk of cancer and kidney damage. It's also very long-lived in the environment, as opposed to some of the other isotopes like iodine that have also been released, the half-life of which is only about 8 days.
So a new chapter in the bad news from Fukushima, that plutonium seems to have been released. What's the other day's bad news from the last chapter of bad news from Fukushima?
Well, among other things, today the government confirmed that there have in fact been at least one partial meltdown of the plant. More importantly, they found lots and lots of very radioactive water in what are being called maintenance tunnels. That's high enough to quickly cause radiation sickness, so it means that workers can only be exposed very briefly before they have to pull back. That's bad news not only because what it tells us about the amount of radiation that's gotten out of the containment building and actually could possibly get into the sea, which is not too far away, but also because they're now stuck in this sort of vicious cycle where they can't stabilize the reactors until they can restore power and cooling. It's extremely difficult to restore the power as long as the radiation levels remain high, and the radiation levels remain high because the reactors are still unstable without that cooling. So somehow they're going to have to figure out how to break that loop.
Now, there seem to be increasing reports about this radiation from Japan going much further afield, parts of the world like California, Boston, even Iceland. What should people be concerned about with this?
Well, frankly, probably nothing. What it certainly does show is that this has become a global event. There's a signal being seen from this event all around the world now. However, the levels that have been found in places like Boston, where it was found in rainwater over the weekend, radioactive iodine, are extremely low. And public health officials are saying that it's barely above background levels and that there's really nothing for anybody to be concerned about.
And finally, Peter, there was at least one bit of good news today out of Fukushima.
Yeah, the 3 workers who were exposed to the high levels of radiation on Friday and taken to the hospital were released today, and the report is that they're showing no lingering signs of radiation sickness, although, of course, who knows about their prognosis in the long term.
The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marco.